This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've got the Democrats. In so many ways. I mean, right now we're in the midst of Pride Month. And you know what they've done? They've managed to make people upset with the trans movement, including their own, themselves, the feminists. How could you be happy with this movement? We've got crooks, as you know, leading the White House, the Biden family. And that is about to blow up on them. I mentioned I was with a congressman the other day who said He's seen the documents. And here's what he said that gave me a lot of, he said this, and I didn't say this earlier, but it gave me a lot of hope. And here's what he said. He said, we already had the documents beforehand. Now remember, I told you guys this. I said, we better have these documents when we're asking the FBI for them, and this whistleblower supposedly gave this document. We better have made sure that we know what's in there. So if they change anything, if they try to pull some skullduggery, we'll know what's going on. And thankfully, this is exactly what's happening, according to this congressman. So I so look forward to seeing this blow up. And I'm going to tell you, you want to know what the media cycle is going to be about this week. If we're smart, we will keep it on this. Now, I'm already seeing rumblings of, Donald Trump, his classified document, there was some, a leak of an audio or something that says Trump might have done something. He was going to use his classified document to hold over Milley's head or something. Whatever. They're going to try to make some noise. But don't you lose faith. People listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. So I'm so excited about this. And sadly, I'm going to be traveling. I don't know how we may have to do a best of show, but I'm not sure how much I'm going to be able to do on this subject. But I'm telling you, this week is going to be a great week for, I mean, look, let's face it. Happy New Year. Not because the Bidens are in it, but because of what it's going to bring. What have we had happen over the last 2 years, two plus years? We've had an expose of leftism across almost every sector. We've had an exposure to this. I mentioned about it being Pride Month. The official U.S. Navy Instagram and Twitter accounts have seemingly removed posts that celebrated the commencement of Pride Month. Last week on Thursday, the 1st of June, Pride Month, the Navy social media accounts featured a graphic displaying military vessels and a fighter jet leaving a trail behind in a rainbow of colors of the LGBTQ flag. It bugs me that the rainbow is considered the LGBTQ flag. We should take it back. I'm telling you, just use it. Use it for everything. They said by Friday morning, the images had disappeared. So the Navy figured out, you know what, it's probably not the best idea to put fear into other military around the world. Probably not the best idea to do it with a bunch of gay nonsense. Let me ask you, does the military have to celebrate everything that we're doing? Oh, well, let's celebrate blacks, and let's celebrate Latinos, and let's celebrate Guatemalan midgets. How about we do this, military? How about we just celebrate the armed forces? How about we celebrate the veterans? How about we celebrate the citizens who fund your activities? Things like that. Pride Month. I just saw, I don't know if this is true, but I believe July is Latino Month. They got sick of just having Cinco de Mayo, and now they want a month. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. Maybe you guys know. Major League Baseball dropped the pride nonsense. I don't know if you saw this, but they were all gung-ho. They were going to be with everybody else, introducing Pride Month. Woo-hoo! Look at us. And then they noticed what happened to Target. They noticed what happened to Bud Light. And suddenly they said, you know what we better do? Let's not go Kaepernick all over the place here. Let's keep everything, you know, just how about we just enjoy our fans? and not worry about what their sexuality is. I mean, can you, oh, so let's do Pride Month. Okay, well, let's celebrate Black History Month. Let's celebrate the new coming Latino Month. Let's celebrate whatever, because we're going to have a month for everything soon, aren't we? Ugh, so sick of this stuff. It's boring to me. I get tired of going over the same. And here's the thing, as I mentioned to you before, the only thing that keeps me sane and doing radio and keeps me coming back, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year for over 14 years, the thing that keeps me coming back is, aside from you guys, but it has to do with how we look at all this stuff from a metaphorical perspective and not what's happening, because what's happening is inconsequential. I mean, every year we're going to talk about Pride Month, right? Yeah, because we have to. And I think part of the goal of the left and all these other people that are part of the left is we just want to trigger you. Every month, every year we want to re-trigger you. We want to remind you. Now look, if you're going to remind me of things that I want to be reminded of, the greatness of this country, trigger away. Trigger on President's Day. Which, by the way, that one is going to trigger me from now on, because we've had two absolutely worthless presidents, Barack Obama and Joe Biden, that now makes me not even like President's Day. Oh, you know what? I'm going to throw one other in there. I'm going to throw in George Bush. I don't like him either. What do we got to talk about this hour? I don't even know. I don't know what I want to talk about, because right now I'm a little stressed. What do you guys want me to talk about? And if you could give an old call, how about the Ukraine controversy? You want to talk about that? Swalwell, that's old. We've had that in there for a while. Are you guys, I'm looking at my producers here, you guys want, I don't think you want it. Okay, good, because I don't want to cover Swalwell. He got out of, they essentially said he didn't do anything wrong with Fang Fang. I don't believe that. I believe Chinese spies have infiltrated every aspect of our world. Every aspect, academia, capitalist. And I was talking about this on a radio show the other day. I did an interview on a Focus on the Family. And I was talking about this, and I said, China owns us. If you looked at Joe Biden and see the thing that he did with China, him, he and his son, and then you look at his policies, they map perfectly. And as you guys know, because you've been listening to the show for a while, Joe Biden's support of the Chinese goes back into the 1980s, maybe even back as far as the 70s. Anyway, we're going to find something to talk about. Hang in there, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, I'm a Christ follower, a flawed one, and, oh, you know what? Hang on one second, because we've got some static brewing here. Anyway, a flawed Christ follower, but I say that, and I want people to understand that I'm unabashed, unashamed to talk about my faith in God. And as I've mentioned a couple of times, God reveals himself to me in ways that are just wondrous, just in my ability to do my job. I look back on my life and the things that have occurred, the luck that occurred because I was so prepared, and God put me in the directions that made me really explore my mind. And I'll be honest with you, it's gotten better in the last decade. It's tremendous. And part of it is, I've prayed for it. You know, I've said, God, show me the way. Give me the right direction. Things like this. And I really feel sorry for people that don't have that, that don't feel like they can offer themselves up like that to the Lord, because they should be able to. He's there for you. I'm not making this a biblical show, just so you know, because there are a lot of people that, you know, you don't have the same belief system, and I'm fine with that. I don't care. But I'm going to tell you what mine is. And the reason why I bring this up is because I love when God works in these mysterious ways, as they say. And I watched a video of this African kid. He's a student. And And he's talking to white kids who are essentially down on religion because they were talking about the white man came and brought, you know, religion to the Africans. And he was talking about our type of religion, Catholicism, you know, Protestantism, etc. And they were talking about, and I hate these people that are so uneducated. They think Africans are so backwards that we didn't have any, that, you know, all that happened was people came over and raided and took things from us. That we had no spiritual base, no nothing. Now, they will pride themselves on what they know about the Incans, you know, or the Aztecs. But when it comes to Africa, it's almost insulting the way they talk about the continent and the countries they're in. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is where you can find out about me and the team. Now, having traveled to quite a few countries in Africa and seen what is there, I will tell you, while it is backwards in many ways, and I tell people all the time, when black people talk about, oh, we want to do so-and-so, I go, why don't you go look at Africa? They're not developing cars there. They're not making spaceships. They're not developing computers. There's not been a lot that's been given to man in terms of technology. However, in terms of in other ways, Africa's delivered. And don't mention Ebola or the Hunter virus or something like that. Africa it teaches us how to get back in touch with our basic soul. And to be honest with you, when you go there, you feel closest to God. When you're seeing the wonder that is of that continent, depending upon where you go, you just know, you say to yourself, there is a God. I say to myself, what would Africa be like if it ran like the United States? What would Africa be like if they got rid of the corruption and they became focused? But I will say this, the Africans that come to America, they are very focused. They are contributing. They scoff at black Americans because they say to themselves, why would you squander this? Anyway, it's not, none of that is my point. I want to play this clip of this African student. He's educating these white students about Christianity. And I just love this interchange. And then we're going to play one other one after that. But here it is, this African student talking about Christianity.
I love this.
Did you hear that? Christianity was in Africa before Europe. Yeah, like Ethiopia. Go ahead, keep going, brother.
The Ethiopian Bible is older than the King James.
And thank you. That's exactly right.
The argument that Christianity brought, that colonialism brought Christianity to Africa is completely wrong.
Why is it completely wrong?
Because Christianity was already in Africa before Europe.
Christianity was in Africa before Europe. Everybody hear that?
And one thing you need to know is that Christianity is not a European religion.
Whoa. One more time. Real loud.
Christianity is not a European religion. Jesus wasn't white.
Jesus was not white.
Christianity is not a white man's religion. Jesus is for the world. If you want more of him, click follow or subscribe.
Now, why is that funny to me? It's funny to me because the little white girl who was so vehement in her, they forced Christianity on you. It's just something somebody said to her, or something wrong that she got on her own. And here's a guy that goes, you don't even know what you're talking about. And you know what she had to do? Shut up. I want to play another person who talked about this. One of my heroes, probably one of yours, the great Billy Graham, talking about the origins of Jesus. Here he is.
Now, Jesus was a man. He was human. He came from that part of the world that touches Africa and Asia and Europe, and he probably had a brown skin. Christianity is not a white man's religion, and don't let anybody ever tell you that it's white or black. Christ belongs to all people. He belongs to the whole world. His gospel is for everyone, whoever you are. The scripture says.
God, I hear Billy Graham. I remember as a kid, I would watch Billy Graham with my grandparents. When he came on, it was a big deal. That was one of those white guys. It was like, okay, everybody be quiet. and I would look at this man who was speaking to tens of thousands of people. And I wondered, how do you do that? How do you gather that many people together? Who is this guy that could do that? Anyway, I want to go back to what he said. So, it's not a white man's religion. Now, here's what's interesting to me. This means that if we want to market religion differently, if we want to sell religion, we have a golden opportunity. We can accuse people of being racist who criticize Christianity. We can tell them it was an African religion and Jesus was black. And that's going to galvanize black folks to get on your side. Look, I had this discussion with a couple of congresspeople and I said, you know what drives me crazy about the Republicans? You don't know how to use black folks for your marketing. You don't know how to use women for your marketing, gays for your marketing. You don't know how to use all the great things that we do as conservatives for your marketing. You let them run roughshod over us. They do what they want, say what they want about Christ. Let me ask you, do you think they would do what they want and say what they wanted about Jesus if they knew he was black? Do you think that things might change? Because I believe they would. I believe if we marketed Jesus as black, that Christianity wasn't forced down the Africans' throats, and that anytime there's an attack on Christianity is an attack on minorities in America, I believe we could sell it differently. This is the way I want us to start thinking, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will visit China in the next few weeks. His scheduled visit in February was postponed because of that Chinese spice balloon that drifted across the USA. California's Attorney General is vowing to go after the people responsible for at least two planes carrying migrants landing in Sacramento in the past few days. Bob Bonta says the planes are owned by a company that has a contract with the state of Florida to move migrants. It's perhaps one of the most unlikely of kiss and make-up stories. After 2 years of acrimony and lawsuits, the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour have suddenly announced a merger. Prince Harry has testified in court in London today, the first royal in about 130 years to do so. He's among several celebrities suing the tabloid publisher Mirror Group Newspapers for many alleged instances of invading privacy. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
FBI officials confirm that the unclassified FBI-generated record has not been disproven and is currently being used in an ongoing investigation. The confidential human source who provided information about then-Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is a trusted, highly credible informant who has been used by the FBI for over 10 years and has been paid over six figures. These are facts, and no amount of spin and, frankly, lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information. At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee, and we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday. Given the severity and complexity of the allegations contained within this record, Congress must investigate further. Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability. The investigation is not dead. This is only the beginning. It appears this investigation is part of an ongoing investigation, which I assume is in Delaware. The Oversight Committee will follow the facts and be transparent to the American people with our findings.
How disappointing, right? I mean, that's Comer. He's saying, the FBI thumbed their nose at us. They're not giving us the document. We're supposed to get it. The American people have paid for it. We deserve to know what's going on. And we get bupkis. Let me say this. Comer is going to have to, at some point, say, we're throwing down the gauntlet. And it's not about contempt, because Eric Holder was held in contempt and nothing happened to him. So why should anything happen to this guy? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I mean, the level of frustration for the certainly conservative Americans, I'm not going to speak against for all of them, but conservative Americans are frustrated, and rightfully so. Because we're looking for justice, and it is well-deserved for us to demand justice, but nothing's happening. And for me, I'm sick of it. I want to see Congress say, look, we're not just going to hold him in contempt. We're going to get the sergeant at arms to go arrest him. I don't know what you do. I don't know what the procedure is. But here's what I do know. If you continue to let this happen, you're not going to have a place where law and order exists. Because there will come a point where we will finally say, okay, I get it. It's that corrupt. You don't seem to care. Let me give you a perfect example. This is metaphorical, but you'll get it. Walgreens is now making a shoplift deterrent store. Now, this is going to mean a real hassle for people like us who don't steal. But they're making a shoplift deterrent store. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'll be very blunt with you. if things continue the way that they're going, I would go to every Walgreens that didn't have it, and I would just go raid the shelves. I'm telling conservatives, if you can't beat them, you have to join them. When I say beat them, I mean beat the people that are creating the problems in America. You got to join them, because that is the only thing that's going to wake up these people in America. You have to become, everything has to become so crooked that even, I don't know, the capitalists, whoever that needs to start screaming needs to scream. Oh, Kevin, they're just going to arrest us or whatever. What? How are they going to arrest you and not arrest everybody? Oh, Kevin, they did that with J6. Yeah, they can get away with J6, but they can't get away with it across with everything. I'm not condoning bad behavior. I'm just telling you, at some point, you'll reach your threshold. You will. The Republicans are supposed to be fighting for you. All it appears to be right now, if you ask me, talk. Just talk. This article is written by a friend of mine. His name is Kurt Schlichter. He's on Town Hall. He says, you think it matters that our alleged president has fallen myriad times and can't get up? You do, you sap. Watching President Gumby trip all over mystery sandbags at the Air Force Academy just reinforces what we already know. He's a senile, desiccated, crusty weirdo with delusions of mental competence. And no one cares, at least no one with the power to put the broken nag out to pasture. The mass of normal people might care if they really understood just how far the decay has gotten. Fortunately, we have a fearless, truth-telling class of journalists who are unwilling to allow off-narrative facts to prevent them from bravely speaking truth to power. And if you believe that, you need to watch out for those cunning sandbags, because you're mentally defective too. Now, we could spend some time talking about the massive hypocrisy at play. We could scream, imagine if this bumbling fool was a Republican. But we don't have to imagine. We know Donald Trump walked down the wet ramp, steadied himself, and this was a five-term alarm, 25th Amendment emergency. But Grandpa Badfinger spills all over the place, whether on a bike, an airplane ladder, or a flat surface, and it's no big deal. It's racist for you to even notice, or maybe sexist or transphobic. It's something sad. I'm going to stop there for just a second to make you understand that Biden is getting away with, I predicted there was no way the Democrats could stand behind this bumbling, what am I looking for, Mr. Magoo? I said there's no way. He's not posh enough. He doesn't have the charisma of Obama. And you know what bugs me and what boggles my mind? The left don't care. He's their guy. Now, I know internally, behind the secret, you know, the walls of secrecy, they care dramatically. They know he's too far gone. I don't know whether it's the game they love playing on us, where they say, let's see just how much these stooge conservatives are willing to put up with. Because we can play the what if this were Trump game all day. What if this were Trump's kids all day? What if this were, you know, Trump's brother-in-law, brother, uncle, cousin, whatever, all day. His grandbabies getting paid. What if? We already know the answers. Schlichter goes on. But let's not get stuck on the whole hypocrisy thing. Sure, it's hypocritical. No one cares, at least not the ones with power. We hardcores don't care. We're biased. We know the regime's entire purpose is to reinforce the narrative du jour of the ruling class. Today is going to be that the president's ability to perform basic functions is irrelevant. Tomorrow, with another Republican, it'll be super relevant once again, only because it will be useful again. We shouldn't bother pointing it out to each other. We shouldn't bother highlighting the differences between how they treated Trump's personal life, how they treated Hunter Stripper Baby's granddaddy. Crying about hypocrisy has gotten boring, and to display shock over the double standards betrays a tiresome naivete, as if someone believed that there's some sort of rule out there that compels consistency, objectivity, and fairness. We know there's none of that. Facts and truth are irrelevant to the situation. There's only one power, which means we've got to get to power and use it to crush the left. They'll cry. They'll complain. They'll tell us it's against our conservative principles to fight our enemies. And our proper response is to laugh at them and to keep crushing them. Every time I read stuff like that, Kurt, by the way, he's a lieutenant colonel, former lieutenant colonel. I was trying to get him to do an event with me overseas. He says, Kev, I can't go to that country. If I was caught in that country, you know, they would accuse me of being a spy. I had forgotten about the geopolitical nature of things. He was like, can't go. But he's 100% right. You got to laugh at him, and you got to keep crushing him. I was flying back from an event, a charity event, with a good friend of mine. God, I got to tell you guys a story about Gary Rabine. He's got a cousin that adopted 22 children. Adopted and raised 22 children of all different nationalities. This story, I came back a much better person. I've never met that many people that were solidly so loving and caring and just took things in stride. It changed me in a good way. Gary, thank you. I mean, we've been buddies a long time, and I appreciate you being an investor in my companies. But man, you're a special dude. You know, I'm going to get back to this because I want to talk about what Schleister's saying. I get it, folks. We're good people. As I mentioned, I was with a bunch of good people. And you know what we came to the conclusion, many of us? This is never going to end until we recognize that we must crush our enemy. There is no turn the other cheek. We're all Christ. Most of us are Christ followers of some sort. We can no longer turn the other cheek. If we do that, we are watching this country. It will be unrecoverable in a very short amount of time. Not hyperbole. And I'm going to tell you right now, from my perspective, I will never give up. I will never stop. I'm going to continue with my hardcore, full court press against the left. I got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I should tell you a quick story. So I was with Gary. We're going to be going back to this FBI and contempt, but I was with Gary in Naples. And I barely got to see him, but it turned out he had bought a new house close to where I was staying, which was in Port Royal. So I go by, see the new house. It's a steal. He got it. And he bought a boat that was moored there coming the next day, a 38-foot boat. So anyway, while I'm there, he says, hey, I've got my charity golf event because his wife passed away. She died of brain cancer. Really sad story. So we went through that together, and he says, Kevin, I got a thing. We're changing the name of the foundation to the Cheryl Rabine Foundation in honor of my late wife. But he goes, I'm thinking about having Bo Jackson come in and be a partner in this golf deal at Bull Valley. And I was like, man, you do know Bo's the only athlete I've actually wanted to meet. He goes, well, come meet him. He goes, come to the house that Sunday. Bo will come by. We'll hang out and blah, blah, blah. So I went, played in the golf tournament, met Bo, got pictures, talked to him, you know, told him I was faster than he was. I got to tell you, this guy is a specimen. Now, Bo's got a gut. But outside of that, Let me tell you, when that dude was running a football with his power, and you think I'm kidding, I have very developed forearms from being a fighter, very developed. I don't think I've ever seen, Bo Jackson made Popeye look like he was anorexic. I don't think I've ever seen a guy with forearms like that in my life. I'm not exact. I know how this guy was breaking bats over his knee. And one of my friends goes, did you see his size? I was like, I wasn't exactly checking out his size, but you couldn't miss his forearms. I mean, it was unbelievable. The dude is a specimen. But we had a lot of laughs together. I'll talk about it another time. Maybe I'll do it as one of the backstage club deals where you guys that are part of that will get to hear the story, because it fun event. And as I said, some of the nicest people I ever met. So I want to pivot back. I'm reading from Kurt Schlichter's article about Joe Biden and the obvious and what we're expecting and, you know, what should be natural. We've got a guy who's brain dead, who's a moron. It was funny because Pritzker, the billionaire out of Chicago, is now going to help Biden with his campaign. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys have to be kidding. Joe Biden's not going to have a campaign. But Pritzker, the billionaire, he's already backing Biden. Good for him. I hope they pour tons of money into it. And believe it or not, there's a part of me that hopes Joe Biden gets away with it so he can be their candidate, so he can be embroiled in controversy. And when Trump beats him and takes what is rightfully his back, we get to say, see ya. But going back to what Kurt Schlichter said at the beginning, he says, they'll cry, we need to crush them. They'll cry, they'll complain, they'll tell us it's against our conservative principles to fight our enemies, and our proper response should be to laugh at them and then continue to crush them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. He says, to the extent of pointing out hypocrisy is useful, it only is when it comes to normal people. You know, the kind of people who don't sit on Twitter all day or watch the news or do pretty much anything except drink Bud Light and enjoy corporate sports ball. Talking about hypocrisy sometimes works on them, and it's adorable when it does. It's cute. Because they still believe. They have faith in our institutions. They have childlike understanding of a world that assumes that there's some sort of referee out there who's going to apply neutral rules and make it all better for us. They're actually stunned when they see the media regime, media lie. I'll get it out. They're actually shocked when they see two standards applied, one to the communists and one to us patriots. It's kind of refreshing to see people so innocent, and it's kind of sad to see people so dumb. He goes on, he says this, it's hard to accept that our country has changed fundamentally, as Obama promised it would, from a society where we had a pretty fair shot at the fair application of the rules to a place where the rules don't exist at all. Chairman Mao, who the left would love to be if they weren't inveterate sissies who can't do push-ups, and for whom a long march consists of walking down to and back from the end of the Chardonnay aisle at Trader Joe's, pointed out that power comes from the barrel of a gun. Of course, the only guns they have are the ones wielded by our sons and daughters, who in another burst of delightful naivete joined the woke military in the belief that it's still about protecting the country instead of manufacturing politically indoctrinated young people and fighting and losing endless DC wars. I will tell you, I used to think of war as, well, if our government says it, then we should do it. I mean, it's a necessary thing. And now as I look back in retrospect, I don't know that outside of World War II, maybe World War I, World War II, I don't know that we should have gone into Vietnam. I don't know that we should have gone into the Middle East. I'm really beginning to, I don't know, I've watched enough Narcos and spy movies to say, I don't think we have a very trustworthy government. I don't think it's about protecting American sovereignty and doing what's best for the country. I don't believe it's for the greater good anymore. And I don't consider it, certainly I'm not an anarchist. I'm just telling you what I think it is. Anyway, he says, also they want it as a backstop, war, as a backstop to uppity citizens. But good luck. A woke army is a bad army. So they can't really force anything upon us. They have to talk us into doing it to ourselves. He's probably alluding to Wu Flu and all this other crap that we're doing. We beat ourselves up. We self, I know many people, that, I can't say this, I can't do this, I took this off my Facebook page, I took this down. Okay, so everything you take down essentially means that the amplification of the left is okay. They can say, do whatever they want, amplify whatever they want, and we just go, well, okay, I guess it's all right. But you take yours down. You won't put a bumper sticker on. You won't wear advertisement that says, I support Kevin Jackson, and, you know, go check out Kevin Jackson or Rush Limbaugh or Donald Trump hats or whatever. You won't do it. Scared. He says, and what they plan to talk us into doing ourselves again is nominating a brain-dead mollusk as the pseudo-president, a gibbering golem who will be a conduit for every commie dream these monsters can think up. Look at Feinstein. Look at Fetterman. Look deep into their empty eyes. They are husk. Imaginary people. They don't exist as human beings, but solely as avatars of Marxist fantasies. And like them, no real human being named Joe Biden exists. It's doubtful he ever did. He's a political marketing concept coming to pseudo-life. His bodily functions continue to proceed, presumably into his ever-present set of depends as he staggers through his golden years. But he's not running the country. He's probably not even changing the channel to Matlock on the old Magnavox. He's a puppet, and he's the left's left hand. He says, and the left's left hand is all the way up in him. So when Joe trips, it really means nothing to us. We're not learning anything new. We already know what he is and what he isn't. But for normal people, it might work to change their minds from not having opinions to thinking, oh, maybe this guy is too old to be president. Maybe we ought to look at someone who isn't old and senile. I want to pivot to this a little bit back to what Comer said. I want you to understand, folks, there is an apparatus inside a government that is protecting this guy that Kurt Schlichter is calling out. The guy that we all know is senile, that he should not be in charge of anything. He can't even be in charge of his own family. He says, but the regime media is not going to risk letting that happen. They turned Gerald Ford from being into a national joke for the very same thing. And they'll gleefully ignore this staggering clinical imbecile. Some normals might look up from their chicken tenders long enough to notice, but it's unclear if they actually care. The pain hasn't gone bad enough yet. And don't worry. The Democrats, combination of corruption, gross incompetence, and burning hatred of normal Americans will make it get worse, and eventually the people will react. It's going to take a while. The normals are lulled into quiescence with Wonder Bread and circuses. Things are going to have to get darker before they get lighter. So if you think the mere fact that this Oval Office occupant demonstrating his utter inability to perform as president is going to make any difference in the short term, you're the one who's tripping. Well, I'll give Kurt a little credit. I think part of what he says is right, but I do believe we've hit that point. We've crossed the Rubicon. I do believe that if the Republicans do their part and you remain vigilant, I believe we're going to get our justice. It's taken a lot longer than it should have, but I'm okay with that as long as we get it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.